It's Audiomo Day 9. Today is called Producing History, but it could just as easily be Releasing History, I suppose. It's the third and final technical side of the process. I've done the recording, I've done all my editing on it, and then, in the case of the podcast, it's just putting the program together. So I do that in a DAW, a digital audio workstation. I use Cubase because for the 20 years I've been a musician, I've used Cubase for music, and it's what I'm used to. But you can use anything, really. A really good DAW that's out there, which is free. Basic version is free. There's a really cheap licensed version. Is Reaper. They all, you know, Logic as well, they all do the same sort of job. It's just whatever you like, really. As I say, for me, it's Cubase. And that's where I just put all the pieces together. So there's quite a few elements go into the podcast. Intros and outros. We've got a little podcast, I suppose, theme. It's actually just recordings of different machines at Bletchley Park that I turned into the intro and outro. And then all the links between the packages. Normally it's Catherine. All those years of BBC training pay off. She's a one-take wonder. I think the most she's ever done is two takes, I think. At the most. Normally, one take straight through. I wish I could say the same. On the odd occasion where I've had to do the links, or do the links for an extras episode, it's a long-fought battle. I don't like recording myself. I take ages to record them. Then it's all the separate elements that make up the packages, so it might just be, in the case of an interview with one person, it's just one file. That just gets dropped in. But if it's a sort of package that I'm making up for an event that's happened, it's going to be made up of loads of different elements. So they all get separated between two separate tracks so I can crossfade and blend things in together. And then the final track is the stings, so our little transition piece between all the packages just to signify, oh, well, this is a different package, which is just some Morse code. Over the airwaves, basically. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks. That's all. Well, there's an intro and exit track. That's just some standard voiceover from Catherine. But it might not seem a lot. It just depends how many different elements make up the show. Now, I've not quite broken the 100 mark yet. The most files in one programme was 99, I think, which was in last Christmas episode. That was mainly because it was a look back at the year, so it was lots and lots of little short pieces from what had happened in a really busy year at Bletchley. So once that's all put together and all the fades are done, you know, sometimes I use music on it as well. So once that's done, I export out of there, and then I do my last final check. So The last bit of polish, the last bit of smoke and mirrors. And that's done in SoundForge again. Put everything in SoundForge and just make sure that everything is normalised to the same level. Everything that I do, I normalise to -1 dB for release. A lot of people will do to 0, a lot of people will do less than that. I try and make everything I do exactly the same volume, so it's not going to surprise people, you know, between one episode and another, or, you know, one piece of audio I do and another. But it's just that last final check in SoundForge, just to make sure everything, all the elements are there. You know, I've not forgotten to delete some automation from last month and suddenly an interview fades out midway through. I have done that once. Don't tell anyone. And then, in the case of Bletchley Park Podcast, it's uploaded to Audioboom, who from the very start have supported the podcast. They gave us a free channel and they've been behind us from the very start, and I can't thank them enough. I mean, the original idea for giving us a channel was Mark Rocks, the original owner of Audioboom. But since then, Amanda Brown has just been brilliant, always supporting us, always helping us, and people like Lance in the technical side. Just, I can't complain about Audioboom, not because I'm being asked not to complain, but because I've not had a problem with them. They've always supported me really well. So that's all the technical side. So I'm currently just putting together the last few elements for the last package for this month's show. So that will be out on the 10th. So bye.